Be seated. So there's no easy way definitively to break up any group of people. It's always further things. But one of the things I noticed in college is that two groups of people existed. One group I didn't like. Well, I'll confess, I was jealous of them. They were the kids whose parents would always bail them out. Mom, I can't buy groceries this week. Okay, I'll send you money. Mom, I can't buy my textbooks this semester. Okay, we'll send you money. I began to think that their parents didn't, but probably could schedule the times when their children would call and ask for money. And I was jealous. My family did not work that way. Don't get me wrong, if there had been an emergency, they would have been there to help, which is of great comfort, but not every week. I can just imagine, it never happened, but I can still imagine my father's voice where I'd call and say, "I can't buy groceries this week." "Well, that's interesting. Talk to me about your budget." Not a conversation I wanted to have, let us say. There's a peri-Reformation theology around the Reformation that emerged. I tell people that we made up a lot of bad theology in the Middle Ages. This is one of them. There are others. And it says, it goes, that Jesus was eternally good, so he didn't use up grace. He left some for us. The saints were not quite eternally, they aren't Jesus, but nearly eternally good. So they left some extra grace around. And this is stored in treasure chests. And if you're really good, if you petition appropriately, you can get in on this. Drives me nutty. That's not how sainthood works. Saints don't sort of drip grace that they don't need. Saints are the sort of people who have squeezed their life out of all the grace they can possibly receive. Sometimes because they needed it, Saint Peter comes to mind, but often because they relished it. They delighted in this grace their God had abundantly given them. The theology, though, continues that to petition for this, you had to do something. So you have this whole system of people going on pilgrimage, and if you went here or if you saw this relic, you got X amount. You could really sort of budget this out. You should all shudder at this. Martin Luther got a few things right. This was one of them. Every now and then, you got a few things right. That isn't how God works. God doesn't have a budget. You don't have a grace allotment. Not for your whole life, not one that refreshes every month like allowance. Doesn't work that way. That's good news, by the way, because we all have our St. Peter moments where we need a little bit extra. The saints, I would argue, did budget. Not because they knew they needed more grace, but because they knew that their response to the grace they had received abundantly was important. We budget. You and I, we struggle with this concept of abundant grace because there are only so many hours in our week. There's only so much energy we have. There are only so many dollars in our bank accounts. And the gospel asks for all of these. It asks for our time, our energy, our dollars from time to time. So we budget. The saints budgeted. They knew that they had to make decisions about what was important and what they wanted to do with their lives because they had abundantly received grace. There's nothing wrong with budgeting. we have to do this, or you'll, you know, spend yourself into trouble buying things you want. Unless you have overly gracious parents, and they'll bail you out for a while. It matters how we spend our money. It matters what we spend money on. Your landlords, the mortgages, the banks and your landlords are not going to let you, you know, default on this at all, much less forever. This is how our lives work. There's a discipline to budgeting that can and should be a holy discipline. God doesn't have a budget. There is no allotment of grace for us. There is no need to go and petition carefully for more. We are given as we need and more than we need. This is the inheritance the saints have left us. Not treasure chests full of grace that we can petition for, but the knowledge that when we squeeze all of the grace and all of the goodness that we have been given out of our lives, we are like them. We are saints, like our favorite saints, like the saints we laugh at, like our mothers and fathers and brothers and sisters in this faith. We have been abundantly given a never-ending gift. In that, we join with all of the saints who have gone before us and who are yet to come. Thanks be to God. Amen.